don't like all injection.
Very smooth. Thank you so much.
81% of Singapore's population have received the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Jade Lim is receiving hers today. But unlike most who have taken the Pfizer, BioNTech or Moderna vaccine, Jade has chosen the China-made Sinovac. She's not the only one. Since authorities announced that Sinovac would be made available under the special access route, long queues have formed across the island at private clinics offering the vaccine. Over 80,000 people in Singapore have received at least first dose of Sinovac. Then came this announcement.
From 10th August 2021, we will take a more inclusive approach in recognizing vaccines. Beyond the two mRNA vaccines, we will extend safe management and in time travel concessions to individuals who have received these recognized vaccines.
This means people like Jade who have taken Sinovac will now be included in Singapore's vaccine count. But here's the thing. Although you are counted as fully vaccinated if you take Sinovac, the vaccine is still not part of the national vaccination program.
So this means two things. One, you'll have to pay for it, about 10 to 25 Singapore dollars per dose for the vaccine administrative fee. And two, you won't be covered under the Vaccine Injury Financial Assistance Program should there be any adverse reactions to the vaccine. So why then are there still so many people clamoring for it? In this episode of Talking Point, I find out why there is this pent-up demand for the Sinovac vaccine and tell you everything you need to know about it.
For a start, I did a call out on Instagram.
And I'm going to be meeting some experts. If you have questions for them, do let me know and I will try to get your questions answered.
Some of the things you wanted to know included Sinovac's effectiveness, side effects, and also, why are people opting for it? And so, to find out why some would choose Sinovac, I will be following 32-year-old veterinarian Jade on her Sinovac vaccination journey. Jade chose Sinovac even though she has no known allergies to the Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna vaccines.
You had to wait months to take the Sinovac vaccine. Why were you so adamant about wanting that vaccine?
Personally, I do feel more comfortable with the way traditional vaccines are made using an inactivated virus. I feel safer because it has been shown and tested and proven that it's effective. mRNA function a bit different compared to inactivated virus. So there's a larger response in terms of immune system reaction compared to inactivated. As a healthy person with a good immune system, I felt that's not necessary to take something that triggers so much reaction in the body.
Is it largely the side effects in a way that you were worried about?
Yes, and also long term. Like what happens in like 50 years later, we wouldn't know. Whereas inactivated virus have been used for decades.
And what did your friends, your family say when you told them about your decision?
Everyone was shocked when they first heard that I was going to take Sinovac. Like, oh my God, why?
Sinovac uses an inactivated virus technology. This means that you are injected with dead virus particles, triggering the body's immune system to produce antibodies against COVID-19. mRNA vaccines such as Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna, on the other hand, involves injecting snippets of the COVID-19 genetic code into a patient. Put simply, it's a recipe to direct the production of a specific part of the virus, the spike protein, to trigger an immune response without actually exposing the patient to the virus. mRNA technology only started human trials in 2009. Compared to inactivated viruses, which was first introduced at the end of the 19th century, and has since been used to treat ailments such as typhoid, polio, and even the common flu. Leading some to believe that this is a tried and tested technology, and therefore much safer.
I'm feeling pretty refreshed and no signs of discomfort around my body. I went back to work and everything went on as per usual. The only thing I experienced was the aching sensation on the injection site throughout the day.
Jade believes Sinovac to be a tried and tested safer vaccine. I want to know if that's really true. To help me break it down is Dr. Lo Chia Shen. He is an infectious disease specialist and has a special interest in vaccinology.
So essentially, how is Sinovac vaccine different from the mRNA technology?
So the Sinovac vaccine presents to the body the complete but inactivated COVID virus. It's like an entire house.
Okay.
With all its components, the garage, the front door, the porch, the chimneys, the front yard, everything, right? So that would present to the immune system many, many different parts of the virus. But mRNA vaccine is very pure. It creates just the spike protein for the body to react against. From SARS-1, we learned that the spike protein is the target of interest in creating a vaccine. And when you create an immunity against the spike protein, it has a very high capability to neutralize subsequent challenges with COVID virus.
So in a way, for Sinovac, if we are presenting the enemy to our body, saying, but we're not sure within this group exactly who is the enemy, versus saying, look guys, shoot this guy.
Yes, exactly. Right?
Some people feel that the Sinovac vaccine is safer than the mRNA technology vaccines. Mm. Is that true?
Well, it's not exactly true. The mRNA vaccine has been used millions of doses around the world. The amount of data that has come back has been rigorous, robust, and the whole data has been examined with a microscope. However, on the other side, the Sinovac safety data is not as open and not as publicly available. So we actually do not know what is in this grey box.
As far as efficacy is concerned, Dr. Lo says Sinovac has an efficacy rate of 51% compared to Pfizer-BioNTech's 95% and Moderna's 94%.
So can I interpret that I am more protected if the efficacy rate is higher?
Yes, you are more protected if the efficacy rate is higher. So people who have gotten COVID will have antibodies, right? If you want to give a vaccine, it should generate antibody at least better or more than somebody who have caught an infection. The Sinovac vaccine, in its early trial, it is shown that the antibody generated by the Sinovac vaccine was actually lower than that generated by people who have gotten COVID.
To really know more about Sinovac, I need to go to where it's been used for much longer, Hong Kong. But I'm not really flying there. I'm getting help from my colleague, CNA correspondent Wei Du. She's been tracking the vaccination rollout in Hong Kong and tells me Sinovac has been offered there since February this year.
Hey, Wei Du. You know, there's been quite a huge demand for Sinovac in Singapore. It hasn't actually been the same in Hong Kong.
Yeah, it's difficult to make that comparison. There are only 200,000 shots of Sinovac vaccines that are available in Singapore. Here in Hong Kong, it's been freely available to anyone who wants it since February. So no need to queue up overnight, no need to make a mad dash for it. As of mid-July, 1.5 million people have chosen to receive the BioNTech vaccine here in Hong Kong, as opposed to 1.1 million receiving the Sinovac vaccine so far.
Why do you think that's the case?
There is a general sense of distrust against mainland China and anything that comes from mainland China. That has to do with our local political development. But on top of that, people are also very clear about the fact that the BioNTech mRNA vaccine simply works better.
A side effect? How severe can the side effects get?
If we really specifically talking about Sinovac vaccine, it seems facial paralysis is one. We could find reports of more than 20 cases of people developing facial paralysis. That said, though, that's out of 1.1 million people. Also, we haven't been able to prove that all of them were actually a result of the vaccine.
Is there any discrimination between the kinds of vaccination, whether it's Sinovac, whether it's BioNTech? Does it make a difference?
No, not at all, because both vaccines are approved by the government and are provided by the government. If you do develop adverse effects, the government payout is also the same. And there's already been 3 cases of people developing facial paralysis after receiving Sinovac vaccine that's been paid out of the government insurance fund.
With many countries worldwide hit by the Delta variant, the effectiveness of COVID-19 vaccines has been challenged as they are faced against more transmissible strains. With little data established on Sinovac's protection against the Delta variant, I wonder why Hong Kong is so confident in the vaccine. Weidu is helping me get the answers.
We don't have enough data on how well the Sinovac vaccine that works against the new variants. Mm-hmm. Why are we so confident here in Hong Kong?
To help me understand Sinovac's efficacy and specifically against the Delta variant, I've enlisted help from CNA's Northeast Asia correspondent Wei Du, who is based in Hong Kong. The special administration has been using the vaccine for much longer than Singapore.
As of July 13th, close to 1.9 million doses of the Sinovac vaccine have been administered here in Hong Kong. So I wonder, why are we so confident here in Hong Kong about the Sinovac?
I'm meeting Dr. David Lam, chairman of Medical Conscience. He administers Sinovac vaccines at his private clinic.
Hi, yes. I'm Wei. Very nice to meet you.
We don't have enough data on how well Sinovac vaccine works against the new variants. Mm-hmm. Why are we so confident here in Hong Kong?
I don't think we have so-called sufficient data with respect to the efficacy on variants for any single vaccines. All those data are not randomized controlled trial data, they are on-ground data from real-life situations. And things just keep changing. So if you want to wait until there's one vaccine that has the full set of data from randomized controlled trial, you'll never get that.
I understand what you mean. It's not that Hong Kong is so confident that Sinovac will work very well. It's just we'll never find out until it's too late.
Exactly. Exactly.
Here in Hong Kong, when you have a choice of a vaccine that's much more efficacious, why do you think people should still go with Sinovac?
If you look at the data, the efficacy of preventing hospitalization and preventing death is very similar for both vaccines. So the efficacious advantage for BioNTech is not that obvious. And the second thing people look at is the side effects profile. And it's quite obvious that you have more pains and aches, fever, and other kinds of discomforts after the messenger RNA type of vaccine. So some people thought, well, why don't we just use something in their mind is milder, less dizziness, less pain, less fever. So some of these people, they chose the other one, the inactivated virus.
If Sinovac is really effective at preventing the severity of COVID-19 infections, why is it starting to look like a different story in Indonesia? In June, there were troubling signs. Reports started to surface, saying that more than 350 medical workers who had been vaccinated with Sinovac had contracted COVID-19, with symptoms so severe that they needed to be hospitalized. To get to the bottom of Indonesia's COVID situation, I've arranged for a call with Dr. Diki Budiman, a medical doctor and epidemiologist who is based in Australia, but currently advising the Indonesian government on the containment of COVID-19.
So there's been a recent explosion over in Indonesia in terms of number of cases. It started in Kudus, it went over to Java Island. How did this happen?
My analysis so far, first, because it seemed after 6 months, when Sinovac vaccine effectivity or in protection is decreasing. And the second one, it seems this Sinovac vaccine, again, Delta variant is less effective compared to, let's say, messenger RNA or AstraZeneca.
So overall, the protection it's offering you, you're saying over time becomes less and less.
Yes, that's why it's very important to have this booster. We just give Moderna.
Oh, okay. So they've already received two shots of Sinovac vaccine.
Yes.
But you are saying that they should have a third shot and not from Sinovac, from Moderna.
Based on the study, we can see that they have strong effectivity against the Delta variant. And government already got this Moderna from US.
So there are no concerns that you are mixing the different vaccines?
Yeah, it is based on also the current study in Europe, Spain and Germany. They also mix Sinovac and also messenger RNA. And so far, based on this study and preliminary result, we don't see any problem with this mix combination.
In the face of the contagious Delta variant, Indonesia is not the only Southeast Asian country seeking extra precautions. In Thailand, when more than 600 Sinovac vaccinated medical workers were infected, authorities there announced the mixing and matching of vaccines, where a first dose of Sinovac is given, followed by a second dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine to achieve a booster effect. Malaysia is also reviewing data to determine if those who took Sinovac should be given a booster shot with another vaccine, such as Pfizer-BioNTech or AstraZeneca. As countries pivot their strategy towards the use of Sinovac, I find out how Singapore is planning to move forward with the vaccine.
We've heard reports of other countries who are needing a booster shot, even though they've had two shots of the Sinovac vaccine. Is that something we're looking at happening here in Singapore too, where the booster shot will be needed?
That's a very good question.
I've been tracking Jade Lim, one of the over 80,000 Singaporeans who have opted for the Sinovac vaccine. Today, she is taking the second dose.
Hello. Okay, you have a seat.
As of 10th August, Singapore authorities said approved private healthcare institutions can order more supplies of Sinovac, as stock would be depleted after covering 85,000 individuals.
Okay. Take deep breath. Breathe in. You're very good. Thank you.
Similar to what most of us who took the Pfizer-BioNTech or Moderna vaccine went through, Jade is ushered to the waiting room to monitor for any side effects. But in this clinic, she's told to wait for only 15 minutes instead of the usual 30 minutes.
So while Jade is being monitored, I'm going to pop in and have a quick chat with Dr. Louis Tan. He's been a doctor for many years in both the public and private healthcare sector. In fact, he ran hospitals in China for several years too. Hey, hi, Dr. Tan.
I want to know if he needed to attend to anyone with adverse side effects following their Sinovac jabs.
Across all your clinics here, roughly how many people have you given the Sinovac vaccine to?
Well, to date, we've done about 1,500 vaccinations.
So from the about 1,500 that have been vaccinated by your clinic, have you seen any with adverse side effects?
A small number have complained of pain, redness and swelling. I think that is not unexpected.
Right.
One or two have complained of giddiness, and one lady has vomited. But these are largely quite mild and they were easily addressed within the clinic. By and large, most patients spend that 15 minutes waiting uneventfully and then they're off.
Have you heard of others who came back like 2 days later and said, I'm still having a fever?
No, I think part of it is also when we provide the vaccination to patients, we do provide some counselling as to some of the common side effects to expect, how to manage them, which are the serious ones and which are the more milder ones that you can cope with at home. I think that has helped a lot of patients manage the post-vaccination side effects.
And the 15-minute waiting period, why such a short time? I mean, I had to wait half an hour.
So the Ministry of Health provided instructions that we should take guidance from the World Health Organization's interim guidelines on Sinovac. And so the WHO actually recommends a 15 minutes observation time post-vaccination.
In terms of side effects, how does the side effects from Sinovac compare to Pfizer and Moderna? Is it any different?
The nature of the side effects have similarities, right? The pain, redness, swelling, occasional headache, raised temperature. But the severity of some of the side effects, at least from our anecdotal evidence, seems to be milder in that sense.
In most cases, people have a more severe side effect from the second dose. Right. Can that be expected from the Sinovac vaccine as well?
We have only started administering our second dose, so we are still observing for more severe side effects. So far, we haven't seen any. I think theoretically, because your body is primed after the first dose, you will expect a more robust immune response for your second dose. Whether this translates to side effects that are more severe or not, we can't tell.
I'm feeling really energized today, so much better than the first injection. Yesterday, I did have a mild, dull pain on my injected arm and a slight headache, but that only lasted for a couple of hours.
Jade might have completed both doses of the vaccine, but would she require an mRNA booster jab to ensure her Sinovac vaccine is effective? Dr. Danny Soon is a member of the Expert Committee for COVID-19 in Singapore. He helps to evaluate the safety and efficacy of the vaccines approved for use here.
Hey, hi, Danny.
Hi.
Hi. Good afternoon. Sinovac vaccine has been given many other countries. In fact, some of them who have had two shots of the Sinovac vaccines are still recommending a third booster shot and an mRNA booster shot. Is that something we're looking at happening here in Singapore too, where the booster shot will be needed?
It's a good question. Some data will be coming forth from overseas studies as well as local, but it's still very early to tell whether this would be something that would be effective or that we would actually implement.
So how long will it take before we are able to evaluate Sinovac's effectiveness here in Singapore?
We hope to be able to see some outcome sometime in August.
Is it worthwhile taking the Sinovac vaccines?
Sinovac is given as an option at this point because there may be some people who have a personal preference for it. There may be some who will not be eligible for the mRNA vaccines because of allergies. And so it is a small number of people that potentially could be looking for the Sinovac vaccine. It is better to have some vaccination and no vaccination. So vaccinated patients, even with Sinovac, generally do not suffer from severe illness.
And what should one consider when deciding which vaccine to take?
So currently under the National Vaccination Programs, you have two highly effective vaccines, the messenger RNA vaccines. I would recommend that for those who are considering what vaccines to take, those would be your first choices.
As of 11th August, the Health Sciences Authority is still in the midst of reviewing additional data given by Sinovac. The results will determine if there will be any change to the regulatory approval for the vaccine. This means whether or not it will be part of the national vaccination program, just like Pfizer, BioNTech and Moderna. Vaccines under the program are covered under the Vaccine Injury Financial Assistance Program, which gives a one-time payout for anyone suffering adverse effects as a result of the COVID-19 vaccinations. So here's what I've learned about Sinovac. The vaccine may not necessarily be safer than mRNA vaccines.
And the jury is still out on whether or not it's effective in dealing with new variants.
But whether you choose Sinovac because you want to, or because you have no choice due to your allergy to mRNA vaccines, the main thing to remember is
getting vaccinated, no matter which vaccine, is still better than none at all.